So there are doors that may be closed and locked. We need to be aware of those doors and how to unlock them. Can you share with us some more of those doors?
I sure can. There is a dynamic in life where things don't work out. And sometimes we become discouraged and we think, you know, I failed. But really, closed doors sometimes is an indication that you're at the wrong door. Mm. And that it may very well be God directing you in a different direction. And so rather than giving up or giving in, it's important to maintain and persevere until you get a clear answer. You know, people pray. And, you know, if I were praying for a new Porsche, hint, hint, and God said, yes, I'd be ecstatic. If I'm praying for a new Porsche and God said, well, wait, I can endure, you know, I'd wait until the time period elapsed and I'd get my Porsche. But what happens when God says no? And often we don't want to accept the answer no. But no does not mean that every door is locked to you. It means maybe this is not the door for you. And when we have the ability to accept no and then look in a different direction, and by a different direction, we're often afraid to go into uncharted waters. We're often hesitant to go down a path that's unpaved. But God could possibly be calling you to be the pave maker, the new navigator, so that others can see a different path. And so that's why not everybody's a singer, or everybody's a preacher, or, you know, discover what your gift is, listen intently to God's direction, and be courageous to go down some new roads.
Wow, courageous to go down some new roads. So part of this whole thing about getting out, once we've been directed onto the right path, this closed door says, this is not where I want you. And like you said, we open our eyes, we open our minds, we open our hearts, we start paying more attention to where God is saying he does want us to be. And through series of events, circumstances, you name it, he gets us where he really wants us to be. We're looking at it and saying, oh, okay, so that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yes. You know, a lion in the forest, if you heard the roar, most people would run in the opposite direction of the roar because you wouldn't want to face and fight the lion. But there are people in this world who run toward the roar because in order to prepare yourself and be equipped for what God has for you, there are some fights you have to have. David didn't run from Goliath. He ran toward Goliath. When we're confronted with challenges, rather than doing what may seem natural, do what seems faithful. And the faithful thing often is the difficult thing. But you'll never know how much you can do until you attempt to do more. It's called limits. So, Carl, for a long time I ran marathons. And prior to running marathons, I didn't think I could because, you know, I'd run so long and then I'd run out of gas, really run out of breath. And it's called your wind. You know, when you run out of wind, you stop.
Yeah.
And I remember a coach told me one time, he said, Brennan, if you don't push through that, you'll never discover what we call the second wind. And so every time I ran, I'd run out of wind, I'd stop. I'd run out of wind, and I'd stop. And then one day I dug a little deeper and I said, I'm not going to stop. And I kept going and I hurt and my legs felt weary and weak, but I kept running and I kept running. And suddenly, Carl, it just overwhelmed my entire body. I felt this surge of energy unlike I'd ever felt before. And I experienced a newness that allowed me to go beyond my limits. And all I'm trying to say is, there are doors before you that if you just persevered and you just kept on keeping on, you're going to discover a dynamic that God will give you that takes you to a whole new level. But too many give up too soon. And if we don't give in and if we don't give up and if we just hang in there, God will reveal to us power that we know not of.
So a lot of times then, Brennan, when we are moving in the right direction, but we give out a wind, do we stop because we have concluded, I can't go any further?
Yeah, I think we give up on ourselves or we lose focus and lose hope. So there was a miner by the name of Darby who moved from the east out west during the Great Gold Rush. And he began to dig and mine for gold and discovered after months of digging and mining nothing. And so he decided he would sell all of his equipment and recoup as much as he could and move back west. Well, an old junk man bought his equipment and bought the claim that he had and then invested in a mining engineer. And the mining engineer said, well, if you just dig a few more feet in this direction, I think you'll find the expected prize. And so the junk man dug a few more feet, and you know what? He found the gold that set him and his family for the rest of their lives. Now, Darby gave up. And had Darby just dug a few more feet, he would have arrived. We can't give up too soon. God has a mighty, massive blessing for us. But if we focus on our failures, if we focus on the fact that it's taking longer than we had anticipated and we turn around or go back, we're only cheating ourselves. And I think that's one of the ploys of the devil. He wants us to run out of wind and stop. But if you press forward, you make discoveries unlike you've ever known before.
And I imagine that in itself is rewarding.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, that encourages you.
Yeah.
Because once it's happened, you know now, man, that can happen. And so you're more apt to do it again. And that's why failure does not mean, or the fact that you have failed, rather, does not mean you are a failure. Here, my definition of failure and success are closely related. So a failure is someone who tries and fails, tries and fails, tries and fails, tries and fails. That's a failure. A success is someone who tries and fails, tries and fails, tries and fails and tries. Now, I don't know if you got that. There's a subtle little difference.
Yeah.
Here it is again. A failure is someone who tries and fails, tries and fails, tries and fails. That's a failure.
Mm-hmm.
A success, someone who tries and fails, tries and fails, tries and fails, tries. If you just keep on keeping on, if you don't give in and don't give up, if you persevere, if you trust God and not doubt, even when everybody else is doubting you, and you try one more time, you're going to come through. The difference between a person who makes it and the person who doesn't is the person who makes it does not give up.
I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're being empowered, aren't we? Back in just a few.